From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Greek economic crisis deepens. Greece Wednesday offered concessions on its creditors' demands for more austerity measures. German Chancellor Angela Merkel rejected new negotiations. Meanwhile, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging his nation to vote no in a referendum Sunday on the lenders' plan for new restrictions in exchange for loans. European lenders contend that a Greek vote against the lenders' plan would amount to a withdrawal from the eurozone, but Mr. Tsipras rejects that argument. U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Mr. Obama said the two nations plan to reopen their embassies later this month.
With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island.
President Obama said Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Havana this summer to raise the U.S. flag over the American embassy there. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his government has invited Yukiya Amano, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, to visit Tehran and work with Iranian officials on how to proceed. Zarif is leading his Iranian delegation in the latest round of discussions with a U.S. team headed by Secretary of State John Kerry. Egypt's Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks Wednesday in the Sinai Peninsula that security officials said killed at least 20 soldiers. The attacks against multiple military checkpoints included a suicide bombing near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. This is VOA News. The United Nations says a record number of people fleeing war and persecution have crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Europe in the first half of this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UNHCR describes the mass sea crossing of the Mediterranean as a refugee crisis. Despite common perceptions, it says most of the people seeking to reach Europe's shores are not economic migrants, but people fleeing in fear of their lives. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA, most of the people making the perilous journey in flimsy smugglers' boats come from countries such as Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Eritrea, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The office of Russia's prosecutor general is reviewing the legality of the independence granted to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia in 1991 by the State Council of the former Soviet Union. The move, announced by the office Tuesday, has alarmed the Baltic states and strained even further their increasingly tense ties with Russia. The Kremlin denied on Wednesday any knowledge about the review. Officials say violence between Pakistani and Afghan forces overnight has left one Afghan soldier dead and two Pakistani soldiers wounded. A Pakistani military spokesman said Pakistani soldiers were engaged in construction activity at the Angur Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the government has sent a special team to probe the circumstances leading to the fighting. China's parliament has adopted a sweeping new national security law that critics say will expand the country's suppression of political dissent. The largely ceremonial National People's Congress passed the bill Wednesday with 144 yes votes and one abstention. According to the official Xinhua news agency, the law allows authorities to take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday as the city marked the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. Thousands of police are on standby for the annual march. It is the first large-scale protest since police forcibly cleared pro-democracy demonstrators from the streets late last year. Taking a brief look at markets at this hour, Wall Street stock prices are up. In Europe, stock prices are up. Asian markets were mostly higher at the close of trade Wednesday. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.